If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're having a wonderful time here at Worth Baptist Church as our fall season, the fabulous fall of 1975, is now underway. Last Sunday was a wonderful day. God blessed us with almost 600. 597 was the final count in our Sunday school last Lord's Day. But better than that, God saved four precious souls, and we're rejoicing in the revival spirit that characterizes the services of Worth Baptist Church as we enter the fabulous fall. We're looking forward to reaching many people for Christ during these days. We'd like for you to be a part of a church that we believe God is going to use to do something in this community. We've claimed God's promise that if we reach out in the community, that the gates of hell will not be able to resist the onslaught of this church. We believe we ought to be on the offensive, going out, reaching people for Christ, moving out into the city, evangelizing not only the city of Fort Worth, but the regions beyond. In fact, our objective here at Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church of Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize this city and the regions beyond. All around the world today, while we are proclaiming the gospel right here at our church, more than 75 missionary families are standing in our stead in the various outposts where they're proclaiming the truth and preaching the same gospel that we are preaching right here today. And my friend, we believe that God wants to do something for America. We believe America's ripe for revival. We believe that God has a purpose in bringing churches to the place that they have a vision to reach many hundreds of people for Christ. And that's the vision of Worth Baptist Church. And that's the vision of many, many churches all over our city and all over the Metroplex and all over the nation and around the world. Again, we believe God in these last days is stirring up the hearts of His people, and He wants to do something outstanding for His people worldwide. And we believe that God is going to use this church in this community to reach many hundreds of people. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place to worship God, if you're looking for a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God, we invite you to come today and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family. We teach the Bible only. We are now in a series of studies on the spiritual journey of the Christian from Egypt to Canaan. And we'll be teaching on the subject of baptism today. And we'd like for you to come and hear the truth of what God says about baptism. You see, a lot of people have the idea that baptism is essential to salvation, that baptism can wash away sins. But what does God's Word say? Let's see today what the Bible has to say about baptism. So you come and bring the family to the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Remember, there's a class for every member of your family where the Bible only is taught. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs. We have a training time hour at 5:45. We have our graded choir program at the same hour, and we believe that your family could find a well-balanced, well-rounded program of Christian education and Christ-centered worship here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Having entered upon our new Sunday school year, we have a new theme for the 1975-76 Sunday school year, and that is this: Count on Me. In other words, we're saying to our people to say to the Lord, "You can count on Me." Let me ask you a question today, my friend. Can God count on you? Can your family depend upon you? Daddy, you're the head of the family, and God has placed upon your shoulders the responsibility of bringing your family to Sunday school and church. Let me encourage you in these days to take the rightful place and position and approach as the head of your home and the head of your family, and get the family together on their way to heaven through the ministry of the church. We're looking forward to many advances in the program and ministry of Worth Baptist Church in the days to come. We're asking God to give us 1,000 people during this fall season, and we believe He's going to do it. And we're looking forward to building on our property that's located 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, just next door to the Fort Worth State School. A mortgage company told us this last week that in 3 to 5 years, that the value of our property, which is now around $250,000, the value of that property will be around $1 million in just 3 to 5 short years. So we believe God's given us a great place, a tremendous location, to build a wonderful church and to do great things for God as we reach people across the Metroplex and as we share Christ with the city. Remember, it is our aim, it is our goal to share Christ in the city of Fort Worth. And we want to share Christ with you individually and personally. And we would covet your prayers as we move in that direction to build on our new property. From that, we believe many hundreds and thousands of people can be reached with the gospel. So we ask you to join with us in prayer that God will lead us every step of the way. And we're asking again, if you enjoy these broadcasts, if they're a blessing to your heart, to write us this week and let us know about it. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Perhaps you'd like to have the cassette tapes of the messages on Worth Baptist Hour or the messages that are preached here at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to write and inquire as to how you can receive these cassette tapes. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And may the Lord bless you as you share Christ during these wonderful days that God has given us to serve Him. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled The Greatest Prayer Promise in the Bible. I shall read from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the opportunity to preach the gospel. We thank Thee for every listener today. Perhaps there's some who are listening for the very first time. No doubt there are many who've listened for these almost 6 years. Whatever the case might be, whether they're a stranger in the city or a citizen of our city, perhaps they're just passing through. Or maybe they're there in the place of business or in their home or the hospital. Wherever they might be today, riding across the city, I pray that the Holy Spirit would reach out and touch their hearts. We would pray, Heavenly Father, a special prayer for our dear sick friends and members of our church and of this community who cannot get out today for public worship. I pray that you'd touch their bodies, our aging, our senior citizens, those who are infirm and afflicted and shut in. I pray today that the Holy Spirit would suit a special blessing to their hearts and encourage them and strengthen them is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1 at verse 6 we read, And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. In that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked for riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have ever had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. The greatest prayer promise in the Bible. My friends, there's no power on earth like the power of prayer. A great scientist, Dr. Alexis Carroll, once said, and I quote, prayer is not only worship, it is an invisible emanation of man's spirit, the most powerful form of energy that can be generated. The influence of prayer on the human mind is as demonstrable as that of secreting glands. As a physician, I have seen men, after all therapy has failed, lifted out of disease and melancholy by the supreme effort of prayer. It is the only power in the world that seems to overcome the so-called laws of nature. End of quote. Now, my friend, a great scientist said that prayer is the most powerful form of energy that can be generated. Prayer is thanksgiving, looking for a way to express itself. Prayer is a need, finding a voice of expression. Prayer is a friend in search of a friend. Prayer is knocking on a closed door. Prayer is reaching out through the darkness. Prayer is a means of contact with God. Prayer is opening our lives to the purposes of God. In my text, we see a man who received more than he asked for, and that's just like God, to give us more than we ask for. Paul said he's able to do far above anything that we ask or think. So, my friend, the greatest prayer promise in the Bible is right here in this text. God said to Solomon in verse 7, ask what I shall give thee. God's ear is ever open to our prayers, and the faintest knock will open heaven's door. God's power is unlimited. God's storehouse is full and running over. God's ability to answer prayer is far beyond our comprehension. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, ask what you will, and it shall be given you. Furthermore, Jesus said, ask, and you shall receive. Jesus went on to say, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. My, what a promise. Jesus is talking, and Jesus is giving us a written guarantee backed by the resources of heaven that whatever we ask in faith believing, God will do it for us. Listen to what else Jesus said. The Master said, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And he went on to say, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You see, when God answers prayer, he glorifies himself through Jesus Christ. James said, ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust. James went on to say, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. My friend, when we begin to pray fervently, God hears our prayer. I said a while ago, the faintest knock will open heaven's door. And someone has put it this way, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Look again at the text. Listen to what God said. God said to Solomon, and this is the greatest prayer promise in the Bible, ask what I shall give thee. Now I want us today to observe several things about prayer. First of all, the tableland of prayer. What do I mean by the tableland of prayer? I simply mean the basis. Everything must have a basis, And the basis of prayer is found in verse 6. Before Solomon prayed, he went up to the altar of the Lord, and the Bible says he offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Now, what this says to me is this, that God's only approach to man is through a blood sacrifice, and man's only approach to God is through a blood sacrifice. Jesus said there is one mediator between God and man, not 10, not a dozen, not two, but one. The mediator is not the Pope, not the priest, not the preacher, not the pastor. The mediator between God and men is Christ Jesus, and there's only one way for a man to be saved, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Before there can be fellowship with God, there must be an element of sacrifice and a faith in Jesus Christ as personal Savior. In other words, we cannot fellowship with God until we're saved. In John 9:31, Jesus said, God heareth not the prayer of a sinner. Now, the only prayer that would ever reach heaven from the lips of a sinner would be a prayer for mercy. So God will hear you only after you're in the right relationship with Him through personal faith in Jesus Christ. I understand that down at Cape Canaveral, there's an amazing machine that they call the switchboard in the sky. It has 72,000 telephone lines going into it and 12 TV stations. Well, my friend, that's not really much. When you consider there is a switchboard in the sky that's a divine switchboard, that's God's switchboard, and millions of people all over the earth can pray at one time, and never is the line busy. It's always open to heaven. Central's never busy. You can talk to God right now. While millions of other people are praying, God will hear your prayer also. So, my friend, it's a marvelous, wonderful thing. It's thrilling to know that we have a basis for prayer, and that basis is Jesus Christ and His finished atoning work upon the cross. Secondly, let's notice the timeliness of prayer. We can pray at any time. In the hour of need, we can pray. Someone said the powerhouse is always there, so push the button labeled prayer. The psalmist said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. Daniel prayed to God out of the den of lions, and God heard him, and God answered him. The Hebrew children prayed from a fiery furnace, and God answered them. Jonah prayed from the belly of a whale, and God heard his prayer. Hezekiah prayed from a deathbed, and God extended his life 15 years. Elijah prayed on Mount Carmel, and God heard him, and God answered his prayer, and God swooped down with fire and licked up the altar and the water and the sacrifice. When Elijah prayed a simple prayer, in that confrontation, God heard and answered him. Peter prayed in prison, and God opened the prison door. Paul and Silas prayed in jail, and God sent an earthquake. No wonder Paul said in Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. My friend, you need not apologize. Jesus said, nothing is impossible to them that believe. If we only believe, if we have faith in God, to believe that God is able and willing to do what He said, then our prayers can be heard at any time, at any moment. That, my friend, is the timeliness of prayer. Right now, in the hospital, in the motel, in your place of business, in your car, in your truck, at home, wherever you are right now, it's always the right time to pray. And someone noted, when it's hardest to pray, you should pray hardest. Pray now, and God will answer your prayer. The third thing we would note about prayer is this, the traffic of prayer. And I mean by that, the regularity of prayer. The psalmist said, morning, noon, and night, I lift my voice to God. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Jesus said men ought always to pray. Paul said, pray without ceasing. In Acts 2:42 we read, they continued steadfastly in prayer. I read the story about a businessman who had an elevator right up to his office, but he never used it. He always climbed the stairs. He called them his prayer stairs. In the morning, as he walks up them, he asks God to guide him every step that he takes that day. When he comes down the stairs in the evening, he thanks God for helping him during that day. So he goes up asking, and he comes down thanking God for what he's done. My friend, God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your heart in tune. Pray now. Pray often. Pray much. Pray fervently. Pray sincerely. Pray in faith believing. Pray recognizing that God is above all, and God is able to do far above anything that you could ask or think. The fourth thing we note about prayer is the theme of prayer. This is the what of prayer. God said to Solomon, "Ask what I shall give thee." Let me ask you today, what do you need from God? What is the prayer of your heart? What would you like to ask God for? Do you need good health? Then ask God for good health. Do you need money? Ask God for money. Do you need to solve some domestic problem? Then ask God to help you solve that domestic problem. Do you need friends? Ask God for friends and be sure that you show yourself friendly. Do you need a job? You need employment? Ask God for a job. What about those many things that you have need of? Don't hesitate to ask God for them. Jesus said, "If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall God, the Heavenly Father, give to you good things?" I'm reminded of the story of the black boy who said, "I don't always get chickens when I prays for chickens, but I always get chickens when I prays for the Lord to send me out for chickens." Now, folks, it's one thing just to pray and sit down and expect God to dump it out of the sky, but it's another thing to pray and then go out under the direction of the Holy Spirit and seek the thing that God has promised He was going to give you. I believe today, my friend, if whatever you ask God for, if you'll ask Him in faith, believing, according to His Word, He will do it. Then there's a fifth thing, and that's the thanks of prayer. So many of us are so busy asking God that we don't take time to thank God for what He's already done for us. When's the last time you got down on your knees and just prayed a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking God for what He's already done? Paul put it this way, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Don't you be afraid to ask God for anything that the two of you together can handle. God is great. God is good. God is able. God wants to do something magnificent, wonderful, exciting for you right now by your radio. Just bow your head. If you're a sinner, ask God to be merciful to you, a sinner, and save you. If you're backslidden, ask God to forgive you of your backslidden condition. If you're out of touch with God, just ask God to open the windows of heaven and the line of communication, and God will answer your prayer right now. As we leave the broadcast today, let me remind you again, we'd be happy to have you visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, our Sunday evening worship at 7. So until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.